Last week, protesters from the Australian Youth Climate Coalition rallied outside the Prime Minister's Kirribilli residence calling for greater action to address climate change. The rally saw protesters dressed in their pyjamas alongside inflatable mattresses in an attempt to emphasise that the government is sleeping on climate. To discuss more, Atasha Abuhakirama is a national campaigner for the National Youth Climate Coalition, joins me now on 2SER. Natasha, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Now, you're accusing a government of being asleep to the threat of climate change. What more would you like to see the government do?
Yeah, I think the government could be doing a whole lot more. And I think the first thing that they can do is they can walk away from fossil fuels and stop accepting those political donations and actually, stop approving new coal and gas projects. Because that's the lead cause of climate change. By them saying they're taking climate action whilst also doing that at the same time is not a genuine message that they're sending to young people.
And what did you see their response was to last week's protest?
I think that the Albanese government are holding their heads high with this climate target that they've produced. And they're saying that, they want to blame things like agriculture or transport as to why we cannot be more ambitious on climate. And that's simply not true when they are producing these mass polluting projects. Like a week before this climate target came out, they approved the North West Shelf Woodside project in WA, which is going to be the biggest gas project in the Southern Hemisphere. Mm-hmm. And it's just like abominable. And we know that Woodside gives the Labor government political donations, and we know that gas only provides 0.5% of jobs in Australia. And we know that also, like, a lot of this gas that's being exported overseas is being offsold by places like Japan. And so this gas doesn't really have any benefit to us other than wrecking our climate. And we saw that with the climate risk assessment that was also released, it really detailedly explained the impacts that we're going to be seeing. We're going to be experiencing very frequent 50-degree days here in Sydney. There's going to be postcodes that don't even exist anymore. And so I think, it's quite alarming.
Yeah, absolutely. And have you heard from the Prime Minister's office? Because you were outside his house.
Well, no, we actually haven't. And I think what is actually quite ironic, and I do want to bring up the point that just before the government announced their 2035 emissions reduction target, they closed the Prime Minister's electorate office. So the reason why we had it at his Kirribilli House residence was because his electorate office here in Marrickville, which is where I actually live and am a constituent of, closed down. And I think that was very intentional. And I think that is, in a way, shutting down our democracy, because we have a right to protest and we have a right to elevate our voices. And I don't know what constituents are going to do because this office has been closed now.
Yeah, and the protest saw the National Campaigners for Australian Youth Climate Coalition. What was the idea behind dressing in pyjamas? What was the message that you were hoping to push?
Yeah, so I think there were two kind of key messages. And, we did have protests all across the country in every major city. And that was, Labor is sleeping on climate action, and also that they are in bed with the fossil fuel industry. We know that they're accepting so many political donations from these corporations, and in return they are approving these polluting projects that are so destructive to country, so destructive to our environment, so destructive to our water. And because of that, they're sleeping on climate action. They're not taking climate change seriously, because in order to do that, you need to end fossil fuel extraction. That is the first thing we should be doing if we want to transition over to renewable energy. It starts there.
And we know that the government has just announced its 2035 emission reduction target of 62 to 70%. To most, that may seem like a reasonable target, but do you disagree?
I mean, as a young person, I totally disagree. By 2035, we need to have net zero by 2035. That is what the science says. We know that anything below that will cause mass destruction. Even 70%, which is the top end of that target, is going to lead to well over 2 degrees of warming. That means something catastrophic for our neighbours in the Pacific. That's going to destroy country here, it means we're going to be seeing even more bushfires, even more floods. We're going to be seeing 50-degree days here in Sydney. We're going to see hundreds of thousands of homes cannot be insured. This target, like, yes, it's a step forward, but I think also with saying that, with these climate impacts, it's not ambitious for the Australian government. Mm. We have a huge opportunity to be leaders on a global stage when it comes to climate action. And once again, they fall into the fossil fuel industry. Australia has a huge opportunity for renewable energy. We know that, and I know that other people will say that we can compare it to other countries, but in terms of actual ambition, we're already on track to meet this target in a lot of ways. And so the Australian government had an opportunity to be ambitious and push ourselves a little further, and they didn't do that.
Yeah, and do you, along with the Australian Youth Climate Coalition, have any more action planned for the future?
I mean, we definitely do. I think there's a lot of opportunity over the next year and a half to put pressure on the Albanese government, particularly as they, are trying to secure their bid with COP. And, you know, if we do want to hold the world's biggest climate conference, then we need to be a leader on climate. And so we definitely have a lot of actions planned. But we also have a lot of we do want to engage with the government, like, you know, diplomatically and in those ways too. We're not just always wanting to protest outside the Prime Minister's house. But we definitely haven't given up because we don't have any other choice, to be honest, because it is our futures and our communities that are on the line.
Absolutely. Well put. Thank you so much, Natasha, for joining me today. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me.